B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dean's on the phone for War of the Roses today. And Dean, you found something while moving your girlfriend, Megan, that causes you to think that she's cheating on you. You found it in her in her apartment. What was it?
So basically, I was helping Megan move from apartment to apartment. And there was a dresser that we were moving. And my buddy was helping us kind of open the drawer. And it turned out there was, like, lingerie inside of there. And I've never seen that before. In a year of being together, I've never seen Megan wear that for me or anything like that. And there were also, like, men's boxers kind of in there. Mm. It was all just super weird. And I asked her, and she turned, like, beet red and denied it. But I guess I kind of feel like something's going on. Like, I don't know why she has that.
If it's not your boxers, whose are they?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, the boxers are strange. I don't think the lingerie is so strange.
Yeah.
But even still, like, maybe it's new where she's going to wear it for you at some point.
I got to be honest. I think it's strange.
Really?
Yeah.
The boxers are strange.
Well, did you say a lot? Like, a lot of pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a whole drawer full.
So if someone had one piece, and it's not underwear. We're talking about, like outfits, like lingerie outfits, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like full get up.
If someone had one of those, I would say that was odd. But clearly, Megan's into that. They've been together for a year, so why wouldn't she at this point, if she has so much lingerie, not introduce it to Dean?
I don't know. I mean, okay, I'm about to reveal something about myself, but I have, like, two huge baskets upstairs in my extra closet of lingerie that I haven't worn in 2 years.
But Dallas knows you have them, and you've worn them for Dallas, so why hasn't she tried them on or done anything for Dean? That's all. That's why I thought that was weird.
I don't know. I don't know that it's that strange, but I mean, we'll look into it, Dean. Mamie seems to think you're onto something.
Did you ask her?
Yeah, I asked her, and she denied it being weird and kind of just got shy and turned red.
I mean, you did it in front of her friend. In front of your friend, too.
I don't know. Something's up, I think. It's just weird.
Okay. Well, let's give her a call and I guess offer her a man package.
I'll do it like a romantic getaway.
Romantic getaway. Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Let's get her on the phone line, Dean.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Megan, please.
Hi, this is her.
Hi, Megan. I am Lisa, and I'm calling from Flowers for You. We just opened a new branch of our company for romantic getaways, and we're doing a giveaway on Instagram. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get a romantic getaway.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is free of charge, and it's a mountain getaway, so we're going to send you up to Boone for the weekend. It includes your hotel, we'll pay for some of your travel, and then night out with your boo.
Oh, okay, cool.
The only information that I'll need from you, Megan, is who you'd like to share the package with, and then we'll call them next and deliver a little message and tell them that you've decided to take them.
Okay. I'd totally be into that. I'd love to bring my boyfriend, Dean.
Okay.
Dean.
Oh, my gosh. I'm very glad to hear that.
Dean?
Yes, Megan, that's Dean. This is the MRL Morning Show with a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we try to bust cheaters.
What's going on?
Sorry, I just...
Dean?
You remember when Mark and I were moving your stuff out of your apartment and you had all that lingerie in the drawer?
Oh, my God.
It had tags on it, and I felt like you were doing something on the side, seeing someone else, so I kind of wanted to figure it out. But I'm really glad that you're not. So.
Yeah, Megan, what's going on? Because he also
I love you.
He found men's boxers in your drawer.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Well, it's, you know...
Why not use it for him? I mean, even if it's from your exes, you're supposed to get rid of it if it's from your exes, I think, right?
No, Dean, I swear, I'm not cheating on you. I'm not cheating.
Okay, so what is it? You can be honest with me.
a while ago for money. I was a cam girl.
A what?
What? Like on the internet, like camera, lingerie, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like a live camera. Right.
I don't know.
Cam girl.
Oh my god.
I know, and I don't do it anymore. And it was just a really short time in my life, and I'm so sorry.
But how does that explain the men's boxers?
I mean, people send me that, and they wanted to see it in the video, and
okay.
Okay, when was the last time, Megan, you did a cam show? If you've been with Dean for a year, have you been on cam since you've been with Dean?
No. This is like 2-3 years ago, and I should have gotten rid of it. I don't even know why I kept it.
How much money would you make?
Like $2,500 a week.
Oh, hey, wow.
Really good money.
That's what I'm going to become.
That's a lot of money. Should we set that camera up, Megan? Or?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, Dean. No, I don't do that anymore. Come on.
I'm just messing with you, but that is a lot of money.
Money.
All right. Wow. A crazy ending to War of the Roses because it kind of came out of left field for me. I thought for sure you were cheating or it was an exes.
I didn't think she was cheating, but I definitely didn't see that coming.
All right. Well, there you have it, Dean. You cool now that you know that your girlfriend wasn't cheating on you, but she was an ex-camera girl, an ex-live cam girl.
That's fine. You can. That's much better that way than the other way around. That's for sure.
Okay, good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.